A slightly modified minor offenses ordinance gets taken to a public forum, and singer-songwriter Martin Sexton is one of seven headliners for this summer's Southeast Alaska State Fair. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The controversial minor offenses ordinance has been slightly reworked and was unveiled to the public at a forum in Haines on Tuesday evening. A small crowd showed up to discuss the changes, but most residents who attended still aren't satisfied. The ordinance is scheduled to go before the Assembly for the first public hearing at the end of this month. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has the details.
The ad hoc committee that was commissioned to comb through the ordinance has spent several months trying to make it a little more digestible and agreeable. The job was, and still is, to make the recommendations to the Assembly when it comes to fine amounts, fine structure, and weeding out any redundant or archaic violations. Interim Manager Brad Ryan said this plight to adopt the ordinance has been going on for about 3 years, and in total has cost the borough nearly $17,000 in attorney fees. On Tuesday, approximately a dozen citizens gathered to hear about the alterations and offer input. Most chapters in the ordinance have been left as is, and the rest will follow the appropriate committee recommendations. No offenses were removed or added, but at least one was tweaked. The committee is recommending that the local law prohibiting skiing on roadways changes so that skiers are treated like pedestrians. Other questions, like whether contested citations would go to borough staff or to the magistrate, have yet to be decided. Committee member Mike Dankert told the crowd that the recommended changes create a kinder, gentler minor offenses ordinance with an emphasis on compliance, not enforcement. But with many unanswered questions, the undertaking is not over yet. Here's Dinker.
It is the intent to make recommendations, but it's a work in progress to make sure those recommendations are correct.
One decision the committee did make was who can enforce the minor rules. Haynesboro police officers will do the bulk of the enforcement. The harbor master and assistant harbor master will also be able to enforce harbor-related offenses. Acting Police Chief Josh Dryden said most likely one officer will get trained on the ins and outs of the code. A common thread that weaved its way through the forum was policing for profit and the potential for over-policing. The committee drafted a new preface to the ordinance that specifically states these rules will not be used to generate revenue. Eventually, Dryden piped in. He said the fears of over-enforcement are unfounded.
So I don't see where all these people are being hampered by all these laws. So I find it very distressing that people think that we are going to go out there, hopefully it's not just us, and going to just take your rights away just because we can. I'm not going to do that.
The committee decided, in light of a recent court case that the borough lost, to get rid of compounding fines for the same violation. That means a citizen handed a violation can't be fined repeatedly without getting cited again. One facet of the ordinance that has not been addressed is clearing up definitions. The committee removed words like guilty and conviction, but words like annoy weren't clarified. After all, what annoys one member of the public might not annoy another, some argued at the meeting, and annoying the public can result in a $300 fine. Sue Waterhouse was one of several who spoke out at the forum and questioned the committee's headway.
Wasn't it pages and pages of stuff that people didn't like and they thought it was too much and that was the reason people signed the petition?
Committee member Margaret Friedenauer responded.
When we got the direction from the Assembly, it wasn't necessarily to look at each individual piece because that was the case. We're still dealing with state statute for individual minor violations. It was how do we process those violations if they happen and how do we deal with those violations within our borough? And it was the process about the violations, not so much the individual violations. And I know it was confusing because I felt your confusion.
Resident Bill McCord also expressed some concern about the process so far.
What's the purpose of this evening? What are we supposed to achieve right here and now? And if we achieve anything, what's going to be done with whatever the achievement is?
Committee co-chair Ron Jackson said they were hoping for public input before putting the final touches on the document, and it goes before the Assembly. It was brought up at the meeting that until the ordinance is passed, fine schedules are up in the air. So, for example, rules that apply to the harbor can be enforced because they're still in borough code, but no fines are attached. That concerned local fisherman Norm Hughes, who is also chair of the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee.
You voided all harbor code, and we cannot enforce in the small boat harbor or the cruise ship dock or the LUTAC dock or the Letnikoff dock without this code being passed. And we're just getting ready for the season, and some people, or harbor patrons, or users of borough facilities, they need rules. I'm sorry, and fines.
So after 11 meetings in the last 4 months, the committee still has some major work on this minor ordinance. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
The next Minor Offenses Committee meeting is scheduled for Monday, April 11th at 6 p.m. The committee's recommendations are due to the Assembly by April 26th. Soul, reggae, folk music, and more are included in the slate of headliners for this summer's Southeast Alaska State Fair. The most well-known artist is singer-songwriter Martin Sexton. He'll be joined by the Denali Cooks, John Brown's Body, The Bad Tenants, Christy Hayes, Satsang, and Wet City Rockers. KHNS talked to fair director Jessica Edwards to learn more about the 2016 headliners.
Say, Cherie, 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 won't you dare to...
Martin Sexton is coming to the fair this year. And he is a singer-songwriter and guitarist. He's got the folk music, soul, funk. He's just got this voice that gives you chills.
I'm taking my chance on the wind. I'm packing up all my bags.
John Brown's Body is a big act. They are 8 members. They hail from Colorado. They're reggae. They tend to take a more indie rock approach to their songwriting, so it's more like a personal self-expression kind of music, personal experience, rather than some of the traditional themes of reggae.
Traveling man, we cross lines. I shed a few words on my mind.
I'm really thrilled to say that this year we have convinced Denali Cooks to come to the fair from Anchorage area. They are kind of famous as Alaska bands go, and we're really excited to have them.
We got stuck in a place I couldn't get past. Couldn't see the forest of all the trees. But the darkness when nearing my adolescence, the scent of doom and its decadence and omnipresence. When I was young, it seemed like it was definite that life was a cruel joke and emptiness was infinite.
We welcome the return of the Bad Tenants. This is a rap group out of Seattle. They have a great sound. We don't have a lot of hip hop and rap at the fair traditionally. This band has played the fair twice before and were very popular. We'll also see somebody that will be familiar to Haines folks. Christy Hayes is a singer-songwriter. She has an indie folk country sort of style, and she's coming up with her band, the Christy Hayes Band.
Step out in the heat, I say, you go on ahead, oh no, you don't have to wait on me.
We're also going to see Satsang. That's a Montana band. They have a folk, hip-hop, reggae sort of sound and are very fun. Some folks locally who've traveled in Montana recommended them, and they worked out great. They want to come to Haines. We'll see Wet City Rockers, another reggae band from Seattle. They played last year on Sunday and were well received, so they're going to come back.
Say, hey man, what you gonna do?
Really, actually, this is my favorite lineup that we've had in a long time, and I'm super excited about it.
That was Southeast Alaska State Fair Director Jessica Edwards talking about the headliners for this year's fair. Dozens more local and regional acts will play during the four-day festival, which is scheduled for July 28th through 31st. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.